In a culture where disposable is cool and stuff is made to be broken, where more seems right and less seems weak, it's time to turn that upside down. Things are not the thing, people are. Not to be bought, not to be sold, not to be forced, not to be owned. If you thought the war on slavery was over, you're wrong.
The Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 had a great impact on abolishing slavery in the U.S. But slavery in our world today hasn't ended. Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. We're continuing our visit with Kim Rogers. She's a graduate of Fuller Theological Seminary, and she's been sharing about a large women's Bible study that she leads.
Yes, but Kim is also involved in many areas of ministry, those where she leads and those where she supports.
You are also reaching out on a mission trip with an area that is very difficult and yet so necessary. Do you want to share about that a little bit?
I would love to. Several years ago, I heard a teacher by the name of Christine Kane, and she was sharing and she talked about her organization called A21, and it stands for Abolishing Modern Day Slavery in the 21st Century. And I was so impacted by it that at that point we started supporting them financially, because they were coming up with a plan and had operations in many different countries for abolishing modern-day slavery. There are millions of slaves around the world today. Less than 1% are ever rescued. And it's a multi-billion dollar industry for the traffickers. And so they were willing to get their hands dirty and then start to work with FBI and local police in different areas to try to rescue slaves, whether they were through forced begging or labor or the sex slavery, to rescue them, to bring awareness to the issues so that more people can try to find an end to it. Also, an outreach of prevention to let people know, this is what you need to look out for. It happens in California. It's happening here in the U.S. It's happening in Italy and Albania and Thailand, and it's happening all over the world. Once you know it, you realize how deep and dark it is. But thankfully, God is all-powerful and able, I believe. So about a month and a half ago, we got an email from A21 inviting us to go see their operations in Thailand and Cambodia. And Thailand has an area called Pattaya that's one of the top sex tourism areas because of the slave trade there, where women are trafficked there, and then men from Europe and the U.S. will go and be with young girls, even children. The women were literally lined up and numbered where they could be picked like a head of cattle, and they would rotate, and if a man saw a woman that he liked, he could pick her number and be with her. And the women are often taken from other countries where they don't speak the language here. They can't ask for help. They're beaten and repeatedly raped and cut and made to fear even asking for help. So they're trapped. So an organization like A21 works with the police, does raids, looks for minors, looks for those whose documents have been stolen, who have been brought there against their will, to rescue them, repatriate them back to their countries. So the reason why we went to Cambodia was because they were finding that slaves that were being rescued and brought back to Cambodia, the average age was 12.
Wow.
And so they wanted to see, why are they coming from Cambodia? And so they took us to some of the villages in Cambodia where there's so much poverty. There's no work for the parents, so the parents aren't really doing anything. They might be drinking or gambling, and the children just run around. The parents don't see the value in school. And so a couple things happen. Traffickers will come and promise jobs for the parents. If you come here, you can work in a carpet thing, you can work in a mill, and then you never hear from the parents again because they're actually trafficked and forced to work without getting paid. They're stripped of their documents and beaten, and then they never come back. Or they might come and say, your daughter could work as a nanny. I have a perfect job set up for her, and she can send money back for you, and then they take the daughter, take her documents, rape her, beat her, and then put her in a brothel. And then she's never seen from again, and maybe they even send money back so other families will know, oh, we can send our daughters. So they said, we need to look at the pipeline here. What can we do in these villages? And so it's about doing something about the poverty. So now they're looking at, they have an operations now in Cambodia that actually, if there's a child that's been brought back to Cambodia, they can be interviewed in a safe place by social workers that have been forensically trained in interrogation, so they can share their story and then put traffickers behind bars, which that's what they've been doing. They've been able to put traffickers behind bars, I think, 38 last year for a ton of, like, it gets to be like 1,000 years or something because they do so many years. But so they do outreach. They try to get them prosecuted using the local governments and FBI. And then there's also restoration for after, like how to care for them when they've come out of that. And so I love A21. To go there was so difficult. I came back to my hotel room after we went to Pattaya and just cried on the balcony. And I was just talking to my dad this morning, and I said, we're about a week and a half home. And I said, I've just now learned to walk next to the burden instead of under it, because it was so heavy and it feels so hopeless. Sure. And my heart is so broken. But I can't let that weigh on me. I have to walk next to it and know that, you know, we're supposed to cast our burden, roll our burden, put that on the Lord's shoulders, let that be his yoke, and pray for breakthrough, pray for a dismantling of that organized, it's an organized crime syndicate really all over the world, and pray for those children and those women and men who are in slavery. So it was such an impactful trip. I got to go with my husband, which was so great to share it together. We're both very like-minded in support and believing in this cause. And so it was very powerful. My life has changed. I won't be the same. And I really want to make awareness, like, this is really happening. It's happening all. California is a big pipeline for moving kids and stuff. Wow. And so it's heartbreaking.
Yes, it's just heartbreaking to know that even in our own backyards, trafficking is occurring all around us. Yet, thank God, as Kim has been sharing, he's using organizations like A21 to combat it in our country and all over the world.
Yes. Well, we're going to return to our talk with Kim in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby. If you're appreciating what you've been hearing, visit us on Facebook. We post pictures of our guests and all of our programs for you to listen to again, catch one you've missed, or to invite a friend to listen. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby on Facebook.
Now let's return to our visit with Kim Rogers as she continues talking about her experiences overseas with the Ministry A21.
You know, when you support a ministry, then actually follow through and visit and see what that ministry is doing. Didn't that give you a greater perspective of how that ministry is serving and that this is a worthy cause?
Oh, my gosh. We have supported them financially for several years. To go there and meet their team, to go there and meet some of their Asia team, their global team. Someone came from LA, and to meet them face to face and see that they are so passionate and authentic and committed, and they just want to, everything my heart wants to do, they're doing it. There are young women, single, that have moved to Thailand and Cambodia that are learning the languages and that are just serving God by going there and getting their feet on the ground and working with the kids, doing outreach with the young kids in Cambodia and whatever it takes. Yeah, you see it and you go, this is where my money's going.
Yes.
This is, my money's providing outreach to these Cambodian children that are at risk of being trafficked. My money's going to get prosecution to put these traffickers away. Like, it was so amazing to see it firsthand and to know that this was just one country and that A21 is in countries all over.
Sure.
It was completely different. It was amazing.
And that's important as stewards of what God has provided for us, that we be good stewards of how we use the funds and the resources that our Lord has given to us. And so following through and going to find out about A21 and what they're doing, sometimes you wonder about some of these causes that you hear about. Mm-hmm. Are they authentic? Is my finances or donations really going for the cause, or is it for administration costs? So all in all, as we look at closing up here, do you have any words of comfort or words of challenge that you would like to share with our listeners?
I guess I would say don't be afraid to get involved, that God can use you wherever you're at, no matter what age you are or gender you are. God said to Moses, "What's that in your hand?" And he said, "A staff." And that's what God used. And so I would say, what's in your hand? Whatever that is, do you write? Do you teach? Can you cook? Can you organize things? All of those things are so beneficial to the body. You can bring meals to someone in need. You can teach a Bible study or Sunday school. I was a fifth grade Sunday school teacher. Don't underestimate the value of pouring in to kids. You can help usher on the weekends. You know, there's so many things that you can do to serve the Lord. And then you can get involved in missions. You can go on an impact trip with an organization. You can get involved with Compassion International and go see some of the children. It can be something as easy as starting a community group and teaching people in your community, or it can be serving in your church in some way. So I guess that's a challenge and an encouragement. Get involved. Don't think that you're too old, too young, too rich, or too broke to serve. Just know that it's something we're all called to do, to be Jesus' hands and feet, to love the world around us, to hold up the world around us. And God can show you to use exactly what you already have in your hand to be able to serve Him and show His love to those around you.
Now, in closing, we'd like to pray for you and pray for your ministry. So let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for Kim. We thank you for the ministry of Walk Worthy and Bagels and Bible. We thank you for just the way that you are using Kim and the various outreaches that you have upon her. Just bless her. Be an encourager to those that come that she is ministering to. Use her to your glory and honor. And we just thank you for Kim. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've had a wonderful visit with Kim Rogers, finding out so much about how our Lord has and is using her in so many ways. If you'd like to find out more about Kim and her work and service for the Lord, just go to walkworthy.today. Again, that's walkworthy.today.
And again, if you've appreciated this program, we'd love to connect with you. As we mentioned, we'd love to have you join us on Facebook at Connections with Rich and Bobby. Also, if you'd like to share your comments, you may email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. That's connect with the number 2, Rich and Bobby, Bobby spelt with an I, @gmail.com.
Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1, verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So, thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.